Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. My name is Tawny Rowe, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Samantha Erhabor. Samantha is a wife, a mom of three boys, an educator, and a certified professional coach focusing on relationships. She is the founder of Thrive Regardless Coaching. As family-oriented as she is, ladies, and as much help as we need navigating relationships, her approach is fantastic. She is extremely passionate and relentless in helping couples and individuals really gain clarity, navigate limitations, and navigate blocks, but also those ugly experiences, so you can really lead a purposeful, thriving marriage and relationship. She is also a positive team relationship trainer, and she takes these emotional intelligence tools to really empower organizations and leaders to become more enthusiastic towards work and life. I am so excited. Let's hear all about the hard truths of relationships.
We are so excited to have you on with us today, Samantha. I am super excited just to hear your story, but also I love talking with you about relationships. I think this topic isn't talked about enough, especially today when we're, dealing with so many things in our lives and in our relationships. So first, just tell me a little bit about your story.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm actually pumped to be here. So thank you. Well, my story, where do I start from? Well, take it that I was a girl who got married and got really surprised at what married could hand you, right? Mm-hmm. I was this girl that got angry and then moved out of my room and moved to the next room because I was angry and I didn't know how to control my emotions. My expectations were totally wrong and different. Some were wrong, some were different, but being able to walk through that to have a thriving marriage, it's something that has happened for myself and my husband, and I love talking about it. First year of marriage was horrible for me, horrible. There were lots of arguments, anger, and just mixed emotions, especially when I came to America. Mm-hmm. It was hard because I had no family. My husband doesn't have any family here as well. So being away from home and not having that family support made it 10 times harder. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to leave. I'm like, I don't like it here. I want to go. So every time I got mad, all I thought about was my family. Mm-hmm. But that was also something I learned about along the way, because my husband became my family. And I didn't see that initially. I still saw my family as my mom, my dad, my sibling. But once I began to understand the concept of marriage, I began to accept more of the things that came and learn through them all. Mm-hmm. So right now, what I do is I help couples to find success in their marriage, find happiness, find peace, find fulfillment, to live a purposeful marriage and life.
Yeah. And I think we're all striving for that in our relationships, right? To find that balance and that purpose for ourselves. I like how you said that you found your that was your family. Your husband ended up becoming your family. Because I think we all go through seasons in our relationships with those ups and downs. What do you think keeps a marriage together when you're going through those type of things?
Oh, discipline. Lots of discipline will keep your marriage together, because you're not always going to feel in love with the person you're married to, or in quote now, you're not always going to like them because of how they're behaving and some of your expectations not being met. But knowing that you are together for the long run, that's where you need a lot of discipline. At that time when you're not in love or like or appreciate what your spouse is doing, that's when you're most vulnerable. because you automatically feel like the grass is greener on the other side. And if you're not careful, you're going to be deceived to do the things that you're not meant to do in marriage. Marriage is very sacred. So discipline will. Love would keep you motivated, but love is not the only thing that would help you really stay together in your marriage.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. So as you're working with the couples that you work with and the people that you're helping, what do you think really keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? Intentions. Intentions, and it's interesting. Some people might say, well, what my husband does or what my wife does keeps me motivated. But intentions, knowing that my husband is not going to intentionally hurt me, regardless of what seasons that we are in, I know for sure that his intentions for me are good. So that keeps me going, especially during rough time. I just encourage myself that he's not out to deliberately hurt me. He's not handling his emotions very right now. He's not handling it very good right now, but I know that that's not what he wants to do to me. Unfortunately, that's what's happening. That keeps me going. Knowing what we've been through together keeps me going. Knowing what our vision for our marriage is keeps me going as well. Prayers keep me going because God is very ultimate in our marriage. So there are times when I've prayed to God and I told him, I said, listen, I want to punch this son of yours. He is annoying me.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit more. You know, when relationships get tough and you're motivated by your intentions that you set in with your husband, I kind of feel like there's something about remembering like the passion and remembering all the wonderful times and like knowing the respect that you have for your partner and bringing that respect and love into, it's kind of like when you don't realize what's, you're upset or something's bothering you. And if you just take a moment to stop and like, look at the bigger picture again, and you're like, okay, I need to give myself some grace or I need to give him some grace because there's a lot more going on here. And at the end of the day, I love this person. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to add that even during tough times, you're still on the same team. It doesn't make him your opponent. You know, tough times do not determine that this person is now your enemy. You're still on the same team, knowing that this is my partner in good times and in bad times. Keep you going.
Do you think people can change in a relationship?
People can change, but you cannot change anybody. People can only change if they really want to change. You can motivate people to change, but you can't change them or fix them. But I do believe people grow, because I have grown a lot. First year of my marriage, I wouldn't speak like this because I was not in control of my emotions. But I've grown a lot. So I would say people grow. They unlearn some things that they used to know and they learn new things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because it's such a complex topic, right? Too, relationships are just so, they can be such a complex topic. And you know, we're kind of talking about relationships with our spouse, you know, and our intimate relationships, relationship, the whole facet of relationships. I guess we could talk forever about friendships, family relationships. And And it's just interesting to me. So when you're talking with your with the couples that you work with, what are some of the biggest topics or challenges that you feel like people have in relationships?
Expectations. That's one. I will tell you that's what causes most of the conflicts in relationships. And most times it's not the expectation itself, it's the expectation not being communicated. The idea that we've been married for so long, or you love me, you should know what I want or know what I like.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest things. Our spouses are not mind readers.
I was just about to say that. I wish you could read my mind so you do everything you want. I want you to do all the time. But that is a tough lesson to learn. I feel like the older I've gotten and the more I've understood this, that you have to communicate these. I feel like when I was younger, I was just, if you didn't, I had very little tolerance for that. And it was like, I wasn't communicating what I wanted. I just expected you to know, this is how I want to be treated. And I can see how that could be a huge challenge, because my idea of a marriage and what I expect from you and your idea of a marriage and what you expect in it could be different.
Exactly. And that's why I encourage people who are not married as well to talk through these things and have their vision. Sometimes those expectations are not met because you both have two different visions. So he's not thinking towards your vision and you're upset or angry because he's not meeting your expectation. He has a whole different vision. And his thoughts generate from the vision that he has.
Yeah, and what I expect from a husband and what he expects to be as a husband, or what I expect to be as a wife and what he expects from me, you just get into this rhythm of life, and it's easy to just not have those conversations sometimes. I mean, who sits down and is like, okay, let's talk about your role and my role and our expectations in this family. Like, you just kind of roll with life. And I kind of feel like it goes back to some of the things that I say, even in business, like, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? And if you're working on your relationship and you don't have some common, hey, this is what I think a passionate, budding relationship looks like, I guess people, I mean, do people talk like that? I mean, do people have those conversations? Unless they come to you?
Well, some do. For me personally, I had to find my way to that. My husband too. Yes, something that we've always done, even through difficult seasons, we talk. And we have to address the things that happened, what we expected, and what we want to see moving forward. That doesn't mean that you're never going to have another tough season, or you're never going to have issues with expectations, because expectations changes too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want this, and 2 years later, you don't even want nothing to do with it anymore. So you need to update those things in your marriage.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, well, 2 years ago, I loved when you would help me out in the kitchen. But right now, that's not really doing it for me anymore. I like you to buy me flowers. That's just something I'm into right now. Instead of hoping that they figure out, well, I think my spouse wants flowers this season. Let me just switch from helping them in the kitchen or taking care of the kids and start buying flowers.
That's where you're like, can you read my mind, please? Can you just know what I want? Yeah. And it's so funny. We want a person that we want that. We want to be like, you didn't know I wanted you to take me on a date tonight. Like, how did you not know that? Why didn't you buy me flowers? Why didn't you do this thing? And the poor guy is like, I can't win. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know which direction to go in today.
It goes both ways though, not just women. It goes both ways. Men's expectations changes as well.
Yeah. I guess we got to think about their side too, right? Like, when's the last time I asked my husband, like, what do you need from me? Like, in a relationship point of view. And I guess he's just so easy. He's like, I'm good, you know? And I know there are probably things that he would want, but we have to get better at that type of conversation, I think.
I agree. Absolutely. People are not mind readers. The fact that they're in love with you doesn't mean they know everything that you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Or everything that you like or want. And it's interesting. Expectations, like I said, is one of the biggest things that we have to deal with most of the time, especially with clients. When you put an expectation on someone as well, sometimes it might be very unrealistic too. Apart from the part that we want them to read our minds, or people want their minds to be read by their spouse, sometimes some expectations are very unrealistic. And what I ask my clients most of the time when they write down their expectations, I ask them to put I before it. See if you can meet those expectations for yourself first before putting them on someone. If you can't meet your own expectations, why are you so mad that your partner could not meet those same expectations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great advice. So tell me a little bit about the topic of the real truth about marriage. Because I know this one's when you're like, advice on marriage. So what are the hard truths that people need to realize?
Well, trust will be broken over and over again. That's one thing you need to get used to.
I was like, no, trust is earned and shall never be broken. It's broken. It's over. Like, that's
crazy. Oh my God. When we talk about trust, it doesn't mean that it has to be extreme. When I talk about this, some people think, well, does that mean I'm going to get cheated on? No. We're talking about finances. Mm-hmm. We're talking about spirituality as well. Mm-hmm. Now, you have people who have been married to their spouses and they're into the spirituality, and for some reason, they just stop. And that's where you have all these emotions. Well, this is not the person that I know you to be. You deceived me. We used to pray every day. We used to study the Bible. And now I'm pulling you to do these things with me. That's a trust that's been broken because you've known this person in a certain way. And now you're a totally different person. That's a broken trust because you, in your heart, you felt like, till we die, we're going to pray and hold hands and do our study and teach our children all of this stuff that we were doing in our early days, right? We're talking about finances. There are times your spouse would make decisions that has to do with finances that you get to find out. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they're doing these things to hurt you or doing it that because you're not important. That's life. Sometimes people roll with life and it ends up hurting the people that we love the most.
Yeah. So knowing your trust is going to get broken over and over and over. That's like something, I guess you have to be willing to, I guess I want to say put up with, but like work through. And I mean, because obviously those are things you want to work through with your partner.
Absolutely. I've not gotten everything I wanted from my husband, but I'm still here.
I am still here. We're still working on this.
Exactly.
It's something, you know, they say relationships are hard. Like, yes, they're fun and they're nice and you have a partner, but they're also work. And it's just like self-improvement, self-development, everything else that we do, right? We want to improve our relationships. And I feel like we have to be very mindful and intentional about the relationships that we have with our children, with our spouse, with our friends. Like, and I think you said something important, just the expectations, but then knowing that you are going to have your trust broken over and over, and you're going to keep working through that. So tell me some more hard truths about marriage.
Whew. Like I said earlier, love is never enough. Hmm. Love is not enough to keep your relationship.
And so what is? If love isn't enough, what is? What do we need to keep a relationship going?
You need discipline and self-control to keep your relationship. You need loyalty to keep your relationship. If you're not willing to be loyal, regardless of how much love you have for someone, it's not going to work out because you're not fully into it. Mm-hmm. And like you said, relationship takes a lot of effort and energy. But I want to reframe something you also said, that relationships are hard, or marriage is hard. If I may rephrase that, marriage or relationship is not hard. People are difficult.
Yeah, I think that's a good distinction. Because they're not reading our mind, right? And doing exactly what we want them to do, the way we want them to do it, the speed at which we want them to do it.
Exactly. Talk about speed. That's another thing that we talk, that I have to address too when I'm dealing with couples and relationship. You find one, well, they're too slow. I need things to be done at this pace.
Yes.
Another person, well, I like to take my time. I'm not you. Mm-hmm. But it's us. We're the difficult people. We don't like to get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't get out of our own way. And we say, well, this relationship is hard. No, how about you listen a little more? How about you apply yourself a little more? How about you're not as selfish as you are right now? Mm. Okay. And yeah. Another hard truth that people don't really like to hear is your partner is not responsible for your happiness.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I feel like a lot of people do think, oh, when I get this person in my life, I'm going to be so happy. It's a lot of pressure to put on one person. Like, you're my happiness now. And if I'm unhappy, it's your fault, right?
You know what I love about that, though? When I get this person and when I get married, I'm going to be so happy. The first question I ask, why are you not happy right now? Mm-hmm. Why are you not making yourself happy right now? Mm-hmm. That is a big weight you're going to put on someone else. And you're also giving your own power to another person. Because if they act the way you don't like, you're unhappy. If they don't meet your expectations, you're unhappy. If they don't go where you want to go, you're unhappy.
Yep.
That's a big burden to put on someone. They're not responsible for your happiness. You need to have found yourself, your happiness, before you meet someone else. Marriage is for two whole people. A relationship is for two whole people, not someone who's looking for happiness with one happy person or one whole person. That is a codependent relationship, and that's not a healthy relationship. You should be happy when your partner is not there, and you should be happy when you're there.
Yes.
You should not need your partner. You should want them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, and I love that you mentioned that, because I feel that that is 100% true. And I think we get in a relationship, we get into not a like a conditional, like, okay, you did this for me. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, you did this for me? Oh, okay, that makes me so happy. Which, those things do make me happy, don't get me wrong. But you're right, you can't put that on the other one. And especially if you're not communicating what you want, from the other person, right?
There you go.
Oh my gosh, I feel like this is my own personal therapy session. My husband's
gonna cry. Oh my God.
I absolutely love it. Okay, so I am going to ask you, like, when you work with people or just your own personal recommendation, if you had a book that you wanted to recommend for couples to read or that you recommend, hey, I think this book is really powerful, do you have a book that you'd like to recommend?
Yes, I love to recommend The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. Mm-hmm. It's so good. What I find about that book is a lot of us don't know how to articulate what our love language is. And we don't know how to communicate that to our spouse. And that's what the problem of expectation is, because your spouse is all cuddly and lovey-dovey. That's their love language. Why you are about, well, you need to clean up. That's how I feel loved. So that's the right book to help you really get into your love languages and help you communicate that to your spouse.
Yeah, and to understand what your spouse's love language is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, we're so in our own heads and in our own world that we know what makes us feel good and valued. But if it's, and we think that's what everybody needs. Like everybody's just like me, right? So I need affirmation. So I'm just going to say all these nice things to someone and that's going to be that it for them. But if it's not their love language, you got to fill their tank up with what does do it for them. And I think that we again, assume that we know and we're not mind readers.
True. And where that begins to happen is the longest you've stayed with your spouse or your partner. Sometimes we feel like we've been together a long time. I have been together with my husband for 15 years, mm-hmm. this October. But there are still things that I have to admit that I don't know about him. Mm. Humans, we grow every day.
Yeah.
And the things that used to annoy him 9 years ago, he would look at it now and be like, and the things that used to get my blood boiling, mm-hmm. are things I look at right now, I'm like, I don't even know what to say. I can't even believe this was upsetting me 9 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that how we grow like that? Like, we let things bother us that in the future would not even raise a red flag. And we just upset, right?
Yeah. And that's what we do. Sometimes when we're talking about it, well, my husband will say, well, if it doesn't matter in 2 years' time, why does it matter now? If you're not going to be mad about it in 2 years' time, why are you mad about it now? Mm-hmm. If you're not going to cry about it in 2 years' time, why are you crying about it now? Let's spend time in the things that we know it's going to matter years to come. And that's spending time in learning how to respect each other, talk to each other the way that we loved to talk to each other. Words get to people more than we know. Sometimes words are more hurtful than physical abuse. That's not because I'm saying physical abuse is less. I do not support any kind of abuse. But sometimes we have to understand that words cut deeper as well. Yeah. That years to come, you still remember what this person said to you, especially as someone you love. Mm-hmm. And you find that you don't love them anymore as you used to, just simply because of a word that he spoke to you. So relationship is where you grow. It brings out your true character. It also gives you opportunity to grow. So you would have to admit that there are things you still don't know about your partner. By the time you feel like I know everything about this person, then you stop learning. You stop putting effort. And that's when things start going wrong, because you're feeding them what they don't love to be fed anymore.
That's powerful right there. And I think a lot of marriages end because they've stayed down that road for so long that they've decided, like, this person isn't my person anymore.
Mm-hmm. Think of it like a baby. You have a baby, they love milk, they love formula. You don't want to keep giving that baby formula when they turn 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I know my baby, I know my child, I give birth to this child. They love the milk, the formula. I would just keep giving it to them. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to get upset. You're going to get mad because you're not learning in the process with them. The same thing with relationship. This year is going to be different. That's why there are seasons. You have to align yourself to those seasons and know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Self-development and relationship development, I don't think ever stops. I think you continue to put effort and learning into it. I love that. So, okay, books, beauty, and business. So we got our book down. Tell me one of your favorite beauty tips.
Whew. What's one of my favorite beauty tips? That's a hard one.
Well, you got fashion girl. We already know that. So what is your, we need a good one.
Oh my goodness. Let me just say, first of all, regardless of what you do, beauty is really within. Mm-hmm. That's something that I have always known. You are uniquely beautiful the way you are. However, something that I work with, I had to learn the type of clothes that goes with the shape of my body because I always want to look good.
I think that's true because we are not all, you know, I think we learn this as women in shopping in different stores and not every fit is cut for you. And finding clothes that do flatter your shape sometimes is a little more challenging for curvy girls, but finding those, it makes a huge difference. So I think that's a great tip, finding the clothes that fit and flatter your shape.
Yes, ma'am.
So while we're, on the topic of relationships and marriage, what is some really solid advice that you find yourself giving people that are challenged in their marriage?
Divorce is not always the answer.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but it's an easy one. It's an easy one, right? Like, I'm not happy. I'm changing my life.
I wouldn't say divorce is easy though. It's painful. It's painful. Sometimes for the both people involved. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one person carries the weight more than the other person, especially the one who wasn't expecting the divorce. Mm-hmm. But I would say that it's just the almost immediate solution for some people. If I get separated from this person, then everything is just going to be perfect. And when I talk to my clients who are going through those difficult times, I always ask them, what was this about this person that got you involved with them in the first place? How can we relive the memories that made us really happy? Even if it's one weekend, you have to go on a vacation and do something that you did once before shutting the door. How about looking deep down and asking myself, well, how am I contributing to these tough seasons? And what is it about me that's making this whole process tough? Sometimes it's easy to point fingers at the other person. Well, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not let me sleep in, you're not taking care of the kids, but how about I look at maybe how am I talking to this person? Am I talking to them disrespectfully? Yes, my needs are not being met, but am I voicing that out respectfully? And like we said before, you cannot change anybody that does not want to be changed. Transformation can start from you and with you. And energy, like energy, attracts like energy. Mm-hmm. The change always needs to start from us. There are some cases where people will walk up to me and be like, well, I know I'm not the problem, but my spouse is. I know for sure. I know I don't need work. I know because I'm the one hurting. Truth is not everyone who's crying is hurting the most. Sometimes the person who's not crying hurts more than the one crying. So change needs to start from us and within our interpretations, our assumptions, our beliefs about our marriage. That's something I help my clients evaluate. Let's look at your beliefs about marriage and your beliefs about your spouse right now. How have you interpreted what they said to you? What's some assumption you have about them? And when I talk to the other person and have theirs, when we marry, we see that this is just a miscommunication. So don't run out of the door so quickly. Make sure you check all the boxes. And I have seven boxes. Before you get to five, you would have found your solution.
Oh, so you have seven boxes? I need to know these seven boxes.
I will say to you after this, those are for my paid clients. You're not going to be happy when they hear it. Like, I paid for that.
I'm gonna get those seven boxes out of you, girl. Really love what you said that too, because even like I'm thinking, oh, I really wish my husband treated me this way, right? In this fashion. And then I think, do I treat him that way? And I'm like, no. And that was a realization for me. I'm like, well, you know, I'm the girl. I want him to do this for me. Well, do you do that for him? I don't. So I love what you said. Like, are you putting your expectations out there? And do you, in fact, are you maybe part of the problem, or change starts with you? Like, if I want him to be more, I don't know, like not doting, but just more attentive or something, but I'm not that way with him, then that's kind of on me too, right? Where I just want to blame him for everything. So there's a lot to think about. You packaged up a lot, and as you kind of process and think about your own relationship, there's just a lot to think about there. So
Yeah. And
I
something I might also add is those difficult times, in those difficult times and seasons, that's when you need to acknowledge and validate a lot. Sometimes we get used to what our partner does for us and we don't even acknowledge them anymore. We see it as, well, that's okay. He knows I appreciate it. In tough seasons, that's when you need to be sensitive of what your partner brings to the table, no matter how little it is. Acknowledge it. It might just be that you got tired of not being appreciated and you decide to do whatever they want. But once they see someone who's appreciating the littlest effort they put in, that might trigger something in them as well.
think that's great advice, because when you're in a relationship for a long time, sometimes you do get a little spoiled and you just expect, oh, he's bringing me my coffee every morning. I just now expect it. Like when I'm like, where's my coffee?
Well, I'm your queen. I know you're not the only man who does it. What's the big deal with coffee? And sometimes you'd be like, you know what? I'll go get it myself if you don't want. And then go get it yourself the first day. And then 1 year later, you're still getting it yourself. And now you're mad.
When you could have just acknowledged how wonderful it was for him to do that. And you're right. I think we easily fall out of that because we get used to it. Like, thanks for making the bed, or thanks for doing the dishes, or thanks for picking up the kid. Like, even though it's life and we have to do these things because we're adults, there is something really nice about the recognition and just someone being like thankful, right? And sharing that,
Absolutely.
validating in it.
Even the strongest of emotions will grow weaker when they consistently are unappreciated.
That's
Nobody
great.
loves their effort to be overlooked. Something very little to you might take a lot of effort for your spouse. And sometimes, even as a coach, I get guilty with that as well. And
You get what
even
is
as
that?
a, also, I said, even as a coach, sometimes I'm guilty of that sometimes as well. I just forget. Then I let my guard down and it's like, well, I bought you this and I'm looking, well, it's not in the color that I wanted it. And you miss the big picture. I mean, thank you, but I really like pink.
Yeah, we get spoiled and we need to. And I can see how that could erode away the joy in giving, right? Because that's the reaction. So I think that's really great advice to continue to acknowledge and validate. And you're right, in the tough seasons, that's when you don't want to do it, right? That's when you really need to get out of that ego and remember the big picture.
Humility, discipline, validation, and acknowledgement. Forgiveness is another thing during tough seasons. You cannot be in a relationship if you're someone who says, well, I can never forgive this person for this. And to tell you the truth, as a coach, when people ask me, what would you do if your spouse cheat on you? I don't know. I don't know, even as a coach. I don't know if I will walk out. I don't know if I will cry. I don't know if I will sulk. I don't know. But I know that it's a part of me that knows about forgiveness. Would I be able to do it at that point? I would love to. So some what I'm trying to say is sometimes we will not know what difficult seasons will bring. Be open to learn and grow in that season. And to forgive, even if it's just for you.
Yeah. Ooh, girl, you dropping bombs. Like, I'm like, what? Whoa. That's pretty heavy. That's a really heavy situation to be in a marriage. And you're right, you can't. And here's the other thing. You can't assume what's going on in someone's relationship. I mean, we have this facade of happiness and, Instagram and Facebook shows a really happy world, right? You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know the conversations, the respect, the lack of respect that really happens. And so And you don't know how you'd handle situations until you're in them yourself, too.
People can tell you, well, if this happened to me, I would never do this. I would never forgive. But you don't really know.
You don't. You hope you don't have to find out, but you really don't.
People who have advised your friends to walk out of their relationship, and they did not even have the strength to do that when the same thing happened to them.
Yeah, I think it's hard. And for everyone listening, if you do want to talk with Samantha in the coaching practice that she has, she, as you can tell, is amazing with couples and coaching and relationships. And all of her contact information will be in the links below and also on the website. So if you do want to talk with her for a consult, I know she's available for that. Before we kind of wrap up, do you have any just additional daily tip for the ladies or the men if they're listening?
Daily tips for the ladies or the men. Feed your partner's five senses every day.
What, say that again?
Feed your partner's five senses, at least one sense of your partner every day. The sight, their taste.
Feed their
Touch,
okay, touch. Okay.
smell,
I've never heard that before.
your hearing. You need to feed that.
I like
Right?
that.
And that goes both ways. Maybe today decide that I want to feed my husband's sense of smell today. Smell good. Don't always smell like a baby's burp. We know babies are hard to take care of.
Really good daily advice. Like, feed your partners one five senses. If you can do all five, I'll maybe baby step into this,
At
but
least
like,
pick one. At least pick one. Or maybe you're like, you know what? I want to dress up for my partner today. And this is both men and women too, mm-hmm. or both men and women. Let me dress and, you know, make my husband or my wife fall in love over all over again. Mm-hmm. Or let me feed their hearing today. Let me tell them sweet things and have them all over the moon with what I'm saying, you know? Yeah. Or at least let me feed your taste today. Let me cook something. I know I can't cook spaghetti, but I know I can make great eggs. Once in a day, do something.
That is great advice. I absolutely love it. Well, it has been a pleasure to have you on the podcast. All of the information for Samantha will be below. You guys do me a favor. If you enjoyed this, like and subscribe, and we will definitely be talking with you again. Thank you so much, Samantha. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
Have a great day. Thank you guys for watching.